Our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, finally happened. We got the interest rate cut that we had been waiting for, and the Federal Reserve decided to be a little bit more aggressive with a 50 basis point cut instead of the 25 point basis cut that some people thought might end up being what they go with.
Yeah, and we got pretty much what you and I thought we would get. A part of the group saying, okay, this is good, and then a part of the group saying, why this much, and should we be worried about the job market or perhaps a renewed fight with inflation? There were worries that were there. But, you know, I always think back to the beginning of the year when Jerome Powell had indicated he was hoping to end the year with three interest rate cuts, and he was thinking a quarter point, quarter point, quarter point. So if they knock out 50 basis points now, in Jerome's mind, I'm thinking he probably thinks if we can get one more quarter point cut in between now and the end of the year, it's going to be mission accomplished from what they had hoped to do at the beginning of the year. Now, again, what Jerome Powell said they were going to do as far as the Fed versus what a lot of analysts were talking about over the year, talking about massive rate cuts, several of them, six or seven or whatever the number might have been, it wasn't really the case. So, you know, Jerome Powell could end up with one more interest rate cut this year, and some people would feel kind of discouraged, disappointed, but in my mind, it would simply be doing what he had hoped to do at the beginning of the year. And, you know, time will tell if the timing and the size was as accurate as it needed to be. But up till now, the Fed's been making the right call. And the one thing I've not heard, which I am very pleased with, is not too many people talking about the political ramifications. Oh, this only happened because of, you know, the Democratic Party, whoever. I mean, politics aside, Jerome Powell was going to make the call they thought was best for the country, and I think they made it.
Yeah, former President Donald Trump obviously said that politics was involved in the immediate aftermath of the the rate cut. But look, this was something that we had talked about, if people have been listening to our conversations, for quite some time now. So it shouldn't have come as any kind of a surprise. And I thought the 50 basis point cut ended up being the move they made. I go back to the admission from Fed Chair Jerome Powell that they were a bit late to the game on inflation. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, you know, with the jobs market a little shaky at the moment, they didn't want to end up being late to the party there this time around. And so a bit more of an aggressive move. It made a lot of sense to me.
And it may make more sense to us when we get the jobs report for September that I believe we get at the end of next week. That'll kind of indicate, are we seeing a trend with the job market being soft, or are things going to start going in the way that we would like to see them? So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. It's a very fluid conversation when you're talking about the ongoing battle with inflation. And, you know, you've got some big names like Warren Buffett and some other huge investors that are selling off hundreds of millions of shares of stock that they own. And some people are thinking, do they know something we don't know? Probably not. A lot of these people make their money by selling stocks at very high prices and waiting for them to go on sale at lower prices. So they're simply doing what they've always done. I don't necessarily take that as a sign, but when you see the number of them doing it over the last several months, it does seem a little bit not coordinated, but it certainly raises some flags about, okay, are they concerned about something that we should be concerned about? And, you know, only time's going to tell how things roll out with all of this. But you and I both said the battle with inflation is here, and it could heat up even a little bit more. And I think that the Fed's trying to position themselves to remain ahead of it.
Yeah.
Because as we've discussed so many times this year, Ryan, if they get behind, they're never going to catch up. And that's one of the reasons they've worked as hard as they have at, one, being transparent on what their plans are and what they hope to do, and, two, trying to follow through on that plan as they presented it. I think the Fed has done exactly what they said they were going to do in pretty much the time fashion that they'd hoped to do it.
We're joined by our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Jay, I have to get to one aviation-related story. You've got to step us through how a mouse ended up leading to an emergency landing. I mean, this is horrifying how this unfolded.
That's a Scandinavian flight, I think Norway to Spain, and they were feeding the meals to the passengers, and out of one of the meals pops a mouse.
Now, oh my gosh.
I guess you know, the thing is, my first thought was, well, he couldn't have possibly eaten the airline food because then the mouth would have been dead. But apparently he was in pretty good mood. And the passengers didn't freak out, from what I'm told. And they made an unscheduled landing in Copenhagen because, look, if you got one mouse, you might have two.
Right.
So they're going to make sure that they do what they can. But the most, I guess, troubling aspect of all of it was Scandinavian Airlines said that they had policies in place they know to follow in a situation like this. And I'm thinking, is this not your first mouse? Because if you've got a policy on this, it would suggest it's something that you were anticipating. And that worries me more than anything else. But look, the mouse didn't die on the food, and I think that's the popular story there. And again, I'm glad that people didn't freak out, because we've had snakes, scorpions, bats, all kinds of different critters on an airplane, if you will. And, you know, this cute little mouse just wanted to come along for the ride. And like I said, it wasn't a dead mouse would have scared me a lot more than a live one. But that's the last thing you would expect on a plane when you're sitting down trying to enjoy whatever little food they throw our way.
Well, you don't want a mouse on the plane because that could attract the snakes on a plane. And then you got
a mouse is so harmless, though. I'd be so annoyed if I was going somewhere and my vacation or my business trip was cut short because of a stupid mouse and we had to divert the plane. I'd be like, everybody just remain calm. It's not going to hurt you. Let's get to where we're going.
Yeah, honestly, kids annoy me more than mice.
All your connections blowing up. Exactly the case. Yeah, because nobody made their connections thanks to the cute, adorable, but ill-timed mouse.
All right. Our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. Again, you can check him out online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.